This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Tom Ackerman.
And I'm Megan Lynch. We're setting up for quite a winter blast here in the St. Louis metro region and to the south. Forecasters say any snow we get today will be light and not amounting to much, but it sets the stage for Tuesday. Possible record cold lows are in the forecast for tomorrow. Dry snow predicted to last from tomorrow afternoon through the evening and overnight into Wednesday morning. Forecast models showing 2 to 4 inch accumulation for the metro region. More to the south, that's where a winter storm warning is posted. We'll hear more from AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg later in this newscast. Clinton County, Illinois officials say a 65-year-old man was brave in trying to save his wife from a submerged car early Sunday.
Sheriff Dan Travis says the one car accident happened when the woman failed to navigate a curve north of Breeze and drove into a pond. She also hit a power pole, which came to rest near the upside-down car. The sheriff says Stephen Helms, who was a passenger, made 3 dives into the dark, freezing water trying to free his wife. Rescue workers arrived and soon reached Susan Helms, but the 59-year-old died at the hospital. Mr. Helms was also evaluated for his injuries and is expected to recover. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
The Macoupin County, Illinois town of Verdon is mourning the deaths of a man and his boys in a weekend house fire. The latest from KMOX's Brad Choate.
The Macoupin County Coroner's Office says the fire happened early Saturday in the 200 block of West Dean. A 10-year-old boy pronounced dead at the scene, 2 others taken to a Springfield, Illinois hospital where they died from their injuries. The Sangamon County Coroner identifying them only as a 34-year-old man and a 13-year-old boy. The State Fire Marshal's Office investigating the cause of the fire. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
We're hoping to learn more today about Sunday afternoon shooting death outside Spanish Lake Supermarket. St. Louis County Police tell us a male in his late teens did not survive the attack. They haven't released many details about the investigation, only that they have not detained any suspects.
We could learn more this week about a former St. Louis sheriff's deputy accused of sexual misconduct with a detainee and the subsequent controversy that ensued with the City Justice Center's deputy commissioner. KMOX spoke with Sheriff Alfred Montgomery.
Montgomery says Tammy Ross became very violent with the deputies on Friday and refused them entry, but later did after the Public Safety Director Charles Coyle told her to let them in. He says this is a criminal investigation.
Sheriff's office is going to cooperate with other law enforcement agencies. We have reached out. We're going to reach out to Highway Patrol to finish up the investigation once we get the initial evidence and do our own investigation here.
Sheriff, when you say the MHP is coming in, is that normal procedure, or are you asking them to come in because of the situation with
the Missouri Highway Patrol? We met with them earlier this week. We have not met with the City Police Department since taking office. The Sheriff's Office does not have a working relationship with the City Police Department.
Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
The We Are St. Louis campaign kicked off at the Missouri Historical Museum with a Big crowd and the red and black brass band. Historical Society President Jody Sowell says their mission is to introduce people to a St. Louis they haven't met, to build civic pride and what he calls place attachment.
Yeah, so every project that we do, we are doing through that lens of place attachment, thinking how we can connect you more deeply. Oftentimes it's by introducing you to those inspiring people and places and moments that exist in St. Louis history.
Sowell says cities with strong place attachment are simply more successful, and the new exhibits and programs in the works are created to deepen a love for St. Louis. The campaign has already raised 80% of its $36 million goal.
How much does it take to live a decent life in St. Louis?
St. Louis boosters will say that one of the region's big selling points is its affordability, that the cost of living is relatively low. And now, according to GoBankingRates.com, they say a single person has to make a salary of $58,829 to live comfortably in St. Louis. And that's one of the top five most affordable metro areas for maintaining a comfortable lifestyle.
Michael Calhoun reports Cleveland, Ohio was ranked most affordable. From the KMOX Business Desk, the Animal Neurology Center has opened in Creve Coeur. The specialty hospital will treat brain and spinal disorders in pets. The $3.5 million facility is 7,200 square feet. The center brings 20 new jobs and can host 600 visiting students and veterinarians yearly.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.